All right, let's take a moment now to consider one of the big unanswered questions in this strange world of ours. Is that thing in the sky an alien? Or is it just a plastic bag drifting through the wind? The Pentagon has released a new report on recent sightings of unidentified aerial phenomena. You know them as UFOs, and anyone who believes in alien life might be disappointed in the results. The Washington Post's Shane Harris is with us to talk about it now. And Shane, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Pardon the Katy Perry reference there in your introduction, but when the Pentagon studied more than 350 cases of unidentified objects, they found that most of them really were unremarkable, and at least one was just a plastic bag. Tell me more.
That's right. That's right. They had this tranche of about 366 reports of these sightings of UAPs, as they call them. So a pretty good hefty number there. But nearly 200 of them they determined were probably drones or possibly balloons, such as weather balloons. Or, as you mentioned, one case, just ordinary clutter, a plastic bag that was in the air was somehow mistaken for an unidentified flying object, which I suppose technically it was. So what you're seeing here is a pretty underwhelming result for people who are looking for evidence of extraterrestrial life.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, because on the other hand, that leaves about 170 other reports that we still don't understand. The Pentagon cannot explain. And in some of those cases, you know, the objects are really moving through the sky in very fantastic ways.
That's right, yeah. And in fact, they point this out in the report where they said that they appear to have, as they put them, demonstrated unusual flight characteristics or performance capabilities. And this is in line with reporting we've seen in previous government assessments where there are these objects, some of which have been captured on tape, that appear to be performing remarkable aerobatic feats. They appear to have no obvious signs of propulsion. And the question has really been, are these actual craft of some kind? Are they actual flying objects, or are they tricks of the light? Is it debris? Is there something wrong with the camera or a sensor? So in this latest batch of reports, there are still, as you said, 170 of them that are not characterized. The officials who wrote the report did say they felt that they might have a better chance of understanding them based on this other analysis they've done that led to the conclusion that these were probably drones or plastic bags, etc.
And just to be clear, that there is no proof here, according to the military, that we've been visited by alien life.
Absolutely. And they make that point repeatedly, which is an interesting thing for them to have to say to address the obvious question in the room. But nope, there is no evidence of ETs so far.
That's a question I haven't asked very often in my career. Anyways, who's reporting these sightings? I assume most of them are Air Force or Navy pilots.
Yeah, that's right. A large number of them are coming from Navy and Air Force pilots. And a reason for this, they say in this report, and they've said this elsewhere too, officials have, is there's been this really big push in recent years to drop the stigma that has mostly been associated, especially with pilots, with reporting strange objects in the sky, because, of course, it leads to, you know, jokes about little green men. And in some cases, more seriously, raises questions maybe about whether you as a pilot are seeing something. And that's maybe not so good for your career if you're flying around a multi-million dollar airplane. So the officials have been trying to encourage more of these sightings, and they do say that they think that one reason why the numbers may be going up is because of this push. So there may be a little bit of a kind of confirmation bias here, if you like, where they're just seeing more reporting because they've encouraged more people to report if they see something, and it seems like in most of these cases what they saw is turning out to have a common explanation.
Well, and not only is the stigma fading, but Congress is even giving more money for exploration in last year's defense policy bill. Do you think that the government sees this as a matter of national security?
They do, and they have said as much as well. And in fact, this recent report that we're talking about was mandated by Congress. So this is now part of the law from the report on it. The concern here is, I think for a lot of lawmakers, is that these sightings could actually be of foreign aircraft or foreign drones. In some cases, they have been determined to be that. And there's a real question of whether or not these aircraft getting so close to pilots and to military installations and to ships does pose a national security risk. So that really has been the thrust of why there's been this new money. It's not so much that lawmakers are looking for signs of extraterrestrial life.
All right. Shane Harris with The Washington Post. Thanks very much for your time.
You bet.